The Survivor, Episode 4, Run. Level B2.
Previously on The Survivor.
There's someone here! Oh my gosh! We've got a survivor here!
She's in a coma, but her brain doesn't show any sign of damage, and her body is healing.
A couple of months ago, a bank truck carrying over $2 million was robbed on the side of the highway. It was a professional job by an organized gang. The criminals were never caught, and the money disappeared.
But what does that have to do with Jane?
The last place the truck was seen was near that airport.
I know your real name, Agent Sanders. Wake up soon.
One hour before the plane crash.
Buddy, good you're here. Thanks for meeting me. Can I get you something to drink?
I don't want anything to drink. I shouldn't even be here.
Hey, calm down, buddy. Stop worrying. Everything's gonna be okay.
They know. They know about you. They know I've been talking to you.
Wait, hold up. Who knows?
The other guys from the bank job, the robbery. They know about you. They know I've been talking to you. I've got to get out of here.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Nobody knows about this. You've been careful, right? Nobody's followed you. You did everything I told you, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I only use public payphones. I never met you at the same place twice. I make sure that nobody has followed me. But this is different. They have someone on the inside. At the FBI, working in your department. A corrupt agent. He told them about you and me. I can't believe this. I'm dead. I'm so dead.
Relax. Take a breather. Just listen.
No, you listen. I've got the money here in a bag. I'm not sticking around to see what happens. I'm leaving tonight.
You took the money? What do you mean you took the money? How?
I was there for the robbery, and I saw where they kept the money, and I took it. Anyway, I'm getting out of here tonight. It's over.
I can help you. Let me help you. I can bring you in.
Are you trying to tell me you can protect me? No. You don't understand. These guys don't just rob banks. They kill people. And they have someone working in the FBI. $2 million is a lot of money, okay? I think that'll keep me safer than your protection.
Wait,
I just came here to say goodbye because I like you, okay? But if they knew I was talking to a cop, they'd kill me. And if they knew I was talking to a cop and I stole their money, no way. I'm getting out of here. See you later, Sanders.
Wait. Wait!
Hello, Agent Sanders. I know you can hear me. Don't worry. I thought we could have a little chat. Just you and me. I need you to wake up, Agent Sanders. I need you to wake up and tell me where the money is. You see, I know it was either you or that scumbag buddy who took the money. Because guess what? There wasn't any money on the plane. That means someone hid it somewhere before the plane took off. I need to find the money. I'm in trouble with some dangerous people, Sanders. The people that robbed that bank. If I get the money for them, everything will be okay. I think you know where the money is. Do you know where it is? I know you can't speak, but perhaps you can move your finger. Here, let me just put my phone here, under your hand. I want you to tap the phone. One tap means yes, two taps means no. Do you understand me? You can hear me, Sanders, and I think you can move a finger. Answer me. Fine. Maybe I'll have better luck if I talk to your little brother. You think I don't know about your little brother? The only family you have left? Oh, we know about him. Poor kid. His sister, an FBI agent who he hardly ever sees. Both parents dead. Living on his own in New York City. Maybe I'll pay him a visit and talk to him. Maybe he's stronger than you are. If you don't answer me right now, I'm getting on a plane to New York. You know what I'll do, right? Good. Good. Let's get started.
Hello? Excuse me? What are you doing here?
I'm Agent Kowalski, FBI. Just checking in on the patient here.
It's 10 p.m. There are no visitors allowed now.
Of course. Of course. I'll come back later then. Sorry. I didn't realize the time.
Shall I ask security to show you out?
No. That won't be necessary. I can find my own way out. Thank you, nurse. And well, goodbye for now, Jane.
The Survivor was created by the British Council's Learn English Teens website. It was written by Lindsay Clanfield, and original music was composed by Julian Jahanpour. Sound production was by Creative Listening. To find the other episodes in the series and more English language learning material for teenagers, please visit our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.